means the great one, Mark Levin, is with us. Mark, so honored to have you with us on Mornings on the Mall.
Wow, it's great to be here. Thank you.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you. Your brand new show, Life, Liberty, and Levin, airs, makes its debut on the Fox News Channel Sunday at 10 p.m. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. You know, I tried to get on CNN, but they wouldn't have me.
Well, and now we all get to judge whether you really have a face for radio, see?
Well, I have a voice for TV and a face for radio, trust me.
There you go. So tell us about the show. What's it going to be about?
Well, I want the show to be a long-form interview program. Our first guest is Walter Williams, as an example, who was really spectacular, real solid intellectual, libertarian, conservative. I want to get back to promoting the values, traditions, institutions of America. You know, each day we debate all these issues and so forth, but I really don't think there's enough of a learning experience or engagement on our principles taking place out there. And I remember when I was growing up as a kid, you could turn on Buckley and shows like that, and you did that. So I want to do that. So there won't be a conga line of guests. It'll be typically one guest, maybe two. We'll spend the entire hour going over a number of issues, philosophy, history, economics, yes, current events, and so forth. But I want it to be worthwhile, and I want people to think that they've spent their time well at 10 p.m. on Sundays. And I really want to change that slot on TV, much like we changed the 6 p.m. slot on radio.
Yeah. So if there's not going to be a conga line of guests, is that your way of telling Vince and I that we are never going to be on your show?
Hey, whoa, easy there.
I don't know. Are you good in a conga line? I don't know.
Mary's excellent. I think it's important that the show is called Life, Liberty, and Levin, not just because it's catchy, but because the first two planks of that, life and liberty, are exactly the debate that we're reckoning with right now when we talk about gun control and also people's rights to have guns in the United States. Yesterday, the president signaled that he'd be open to moving towards bump stocks and handling maybe different something legislatively with background checks. Were you encouraged when you heard the president say that, or is he fighting on the wrong turf?
No, listen, the country's moving in the wrong direction on so many fronts, and this is one of them. We really do not appreciate the Bill of Rights and Liberty. All we hear about is freedom of the press. You know, and I get these calls saying, you know, well, there were only muskets back then. Really? Well, there were only pamphlets back then, too. So maybe we ought to take a look at cable TV and network TV. But, of course, the problem here is none of this will solve anything. They'll pass some kind of law. It won't work. They'll pass another law. It won't work. That's what progressives do, and that's what cowardly Republicans do. My idea is that every school district should have at least 10% of the firepower that Capitol Hill has to protect those politicians up there. So in other words, school districts have to decide if they want to protect their kids, if they want to protect their classrooms. Local city councils and mayors, counties have to decide. Some sheriffs are doing it. You need people in those schools who can take on all comers. They don't have to be ubiquitous. Better that they're not. I'm not the expert, but I do know this. I'm not waiting around for the federal government to pass a law to protect my home. I have an alarm system. I have my weapons. I'm going to protect my family and my property. And I would say that people out there who pay an enormous amount in property taxes every year to send their kids to school to be indoctrinated on left-wing agendas, to eat stupid stuff at lunch, you ought to start putting your foot down, going to your school board meetings and say, you know what? You protect my kids in this school. Washington can't do it. These knucklehead politicians in Washington, they've screwed up our health care system, our immigration system. They've driven the debt through the roof. And then we turn on them, rely on them to reach all the way into our local schools to protect our kids. They're pushing an ideological agenda. The media are completely out of control. You want to protect our kids? Then damn it, protect our kids. Protect them right there in the classroom.
Well, and so what do you say when you hear President Trump doing a listening tour with these kids? I mean, the left is very smart. They're using these kids. You can't argue with them. They're suffering. They just survived a shooting. It's very brilliant on their part. And now you see the president says, well, I'm going to meet with them.
What do I say to the left?
What would you say to the president?
What's that?
What would you say to the president? Because he's choosing to meet with them.
Well, the president can meet with them. Look, it's almost irrelevant. Seriously, there's two problems here. One is protecting the kids in the classroom. The president can't do it.
Right.
Congress can't do it. The other is protecting our Bill of Rights. I keep hearing this line about you don't need this and you don't need that. I've been saying for 15 years on the radio, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. We could all go through there and say what people need and what they don't need. Those are to be revered. But since we don't teach the Bill of Rights, people don't understand them. Since we don't teach the Second Amendment, people don't understand them. We have more deaths in this country with pistols and handguns by far. Out of all the murders in this country, less than 300 are done with rifles, and yet they want to outlaw the AR-15, where the AR-15 should be limited to people who are over 21 or over 25. Okay, great. How many people will that save overall? One other thing. I keep noticing that they keep wanting to push the age to 21, age to 21 to drink, age to 21 to own weapons. Okay, fine. Then you shouldn't be eligible to fight for this country until you're 21. I am sick and tired of millennials in this country getting the bum rap that they get. We're the ones who created the debt. We're the ones who gave tenure to Marxist professors. We're the ones who've created the scenario in which they live, and then we wonder why. Gee, why are they so liberal? Because we make them liberal. That's why they're so liberal. It's not really their fault. It's our fault.
I want to ask you about a Supreme Court case that I know you tracked, one that the Supreme Court is refusing to hear. Justice Clarence Thomas, very upset, saying that the Supreme Court does not give due deference to the Second Amendment at all after they turned down hearing a case about a 10-day waiting period to purchase guns in California. Of course, the Nutty Ninth was involved in getting this case up towards the Supreme Court, the court refusing to hear it. What was your reaction?
You know, the very first book I wrote was called Men in Black, about the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is enormously political. The trajectory is progressive. The progressives use the court, the bureaucracy, the unelected branches to advance their agenda. And so you have the hard-line leftists on the court who never buckle on this issue. Then you have people like Roberts and Kennedy who do buckle on issues like this. And apparently we're now going to pick and choose what aspects of the Bill of Rights deserve protection and which don't.
Yes.
And by not taking the case, they know full well what they're doing. They're allowing these states and these cities to abuse the Second Amendment. I can assure you, if they were abusing freedom of the press, that they'd take up the case on an emergency basis. So it's very, very troubling when there's really nowhere to turn in the federal government for law and order. Now, this is one of the reasons I push Article 5 Convention of States, yep, which is also in the Constitution, so the people of this country can start to rein in the federal government and empower themselves. I don't mean populism, I mean through republicanism, and make decisions for themselves and their communities.
Well, Mark Levin, I'm glad you're thinking this through. We're also glad to share space on the dial with you, and congratulations to again for your show. Sundays at 10, you'll be able to watch him on the Fox News channel on Life, Liberty, and Levin. Mark Levin, the great one. Thank you, sir.
You guys are great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Really glad to have you this morning. 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.